The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, it's raining today, and I want to offer one of my kind of favorite little stories or similes from the Buddhist tradition that has to do with the rain. It's from a Mahayana Buddhist sutra called the Lotus Sutra. And in there, it talks about how when it rains in the forest, it rains on the big trees and the small trees and the bushes and the little plants on the ground. And each, according to their need, picks up the water they need to grow, to thrive on. So that the big trees soak up a lot of the rain, and small plants take up a little bit, each according to the need. And so the same thing with the Dharma. The Dharma is raining on us all the time, and each of us takes up what we need. Each of us takes up, and some of us are big trees, some of us are little trees, some of us are bushes, some of us are, each of us is different. Maybe I shouldn't use the idea of big and small, but each of us has unique and has our own way. And so the Dharma is really vast and big, and each of us takes in what we need, takes in what's appropriate for us, given our circumstance, our life. And one of the reasons I like this story is that there's no sense of obligation in it. It isn't like, we have to rush out now and gather all the possible rainwater, the Dharma, and just, hoard it and get it. And each according to his need or her need, that the Dharma is there, it's available, the teachings, the practices, the nature of reality is there. And no one's requiring you to drink any of it. But it's there, and we take it in, we're soaking it in, and we take up and pick up what we need. And in different circumstances, different times, different days, we might need different things. And sometimes we need a big dosage, of the Dharma, and sometimes we just need a little bit to kind of keep us going, a little support that's happening. And there's a way in which even like hearing teachings we take in something, and maybe a week later you remember those teachings, you take in something else. There's a tradition in Buddhism that there's many ways of listening to a Dharma talk. But one interesting way is you sit and meditate. And you don't do any. You don't think about what you're hearing. Just let it come through like the wind blowing through an open door. Just like trusting that whatever you need to hear will stay. And otherwise, you just let it go right through. So you just let the Dharma's rain comes, and you'll take what you need. Also at different different junctures of our life, we need different things. We're addressing different issues in our life. And so sometimes maybe the issue is we're attached to food, or we're attached to relationships, or the issues around work, or other times we're dealing with grief or strong emotions, and we're trying to deal with that. Other times we're trying to understand the nature of our self-attachment, this tremendous clinging to self that's going on. Or there might be fear of death, or it might be difficulties in relationships we have, or it might be that life is not providing us what we want, because that usually doesn't. but also because maybe suddenly you have some kind of limitation. You had an accident and now you can't do what you're used to doing, and maybe you can't do it for the rest of your life. And so with different times, we're up against different issues in our life to face. So then the Dharma comes along, and there's a huge rain. Dharma is really big and vast. And so what part of the Dharma do we pick up, do we find useful, given the different challenges that we're involved in at any given time? Sometimes it's the teachings on loving kindness and compassion and forgiveness that have the most value. Sometimes it's practice of discipline and forbearance, and just kind of keeping at it, that's most useful. Sometimes it's teachings on acceptance and equanimity that's helpful. Sometimes it's particular teachings, Buddhist psychology, that helps us to question or look more deeply at our own psychology, how we work, and we understand something about the nature of self-identity, for example, how it works, the activity of the mind that creates identity and how we wrap up around it. And sometimes what we need to do, what we want is a sustained and deep inquiry into the nature of clinging or the nature of fear. So there's a, you know, depending on the, where we are in our life, there's many different things that we're looking at and dealing with. And the idea is to, the Dharma is raining on all of us and we take in what we need. And one of the things that makes us, so that's true, but it really helps if we're a dry sponge. If we're already completely sopping wet, then maybe we won't take in much in. And so it helps a little bit, maybe changing analogies, I guess. Can you do that in the middle of this Dharma talk? To go from plants to sponges? Maybe like lichen, you know, dried lichen, you know, or moss can absorbs all the water when it's dry. So the, so if we're filled with our own ideas, if we're filled with our preoccupations, concerns, maybe we won't take in. And so a very important part of mindfulness practice is to make ourselves a receptacle to receive the Dharma, to receive the teachings, to engage in the inquiry, to engage in the questioning. And so some degree it helps to let go. It helps to settle down and get calm. And so part of the value of meditation practice is also a time where we try to empty our mind, relax our mind. We try to relax the tension that we're carrying and holding. And as we do that, and it's less, and we're less preoccupied, then we become more receptive to what the Dharma has to offer. We have more receptive to the to what reality has to offer, more receptive to learn from it all. And when I say the Dharma rain, you know, the Dharma rains on all of us and we take up what we need, I don't mean Buddhism and the Buddhist teachings. The Dharma is usually seen as being the supportive aspects of reality, that part of reality that supports us. And a big part of that is our own capacity for inquiry, for questioning, for opening up, for love, for compassion. And so, you know, we're supported by that. So as we become receptive, as we become beautifully empty as a sponge to receive what's there, part of what we receive comes from within us and part of it comes from without. But each of us gets exactly what we need, especially if we prepared ourselves. And I think that's, so I'll end with that, that mindfulness practice, meditation practice, concentration practice, these practices that help us let go of our preoccupations makes us better, more able to receive the benefits of the Dharma in our lives. And so it's one of the great values of practice is to make ourselves make ourselves into a receptacle. And it's amazing what will come in and fill it, if the goodness that will come and fill it, if you make yourself a good receptacle, a good sponge. May all of us be sponges on this rainy day. So anyway, so that's my little talk. The Dharma rains on all of us.